You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Jets are 13-5. The Colts are 5-16. And on the spread, the Jets plus 7 points with a little bit of extra juice here at 20-23. The Colts minus 7 at 20-21. We've mentioned it briefly, Gil, but let's start with a reflection on week one and with the Colts' performance against the Buffalo Bills. I think many were expecting the Colts to compete against the Bills, but that was one of the most one-sided matches on last week's slate, Gil. And Andrew Luck recorded a passer rating of just 63.6. That's particularly poor for a quarterback of his caliber.
Well, one that typically has a passer rating of 96.5, or at least that's what he averaged last year. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely a knock for him last week. But I think we almost take that week and we isolate it as one week. And I don't think it's a reflection of what Andrew Luck's going to do the rest of the way. I think Buffalo's defense deserves that kind of respect. Like I said, they were doing it all last year, too, where the Bills, maybe not as dramatically as they did last week. Again, Luck not scoring until the final minute of the third quarter. But I think Andrew Luck and the Colts will be fine, and I think there will be a true contender come playoff time.
Yes, I agree. And there are slight rumours of discontent within the organisation, which has been a bit off-putting recently. Chuck Pagano in the final year of his contract. And I'm not sure whether you've got any further insight, Gil, but there's suggestion there's friction between Pagano and general manager Ryan Grigson, which can't help.
Can't help. For sure it can't help, especially this early in the season, right? One game in, you've got a rumor, you know, this distraction perhaps that's flying around. And the reason that this distraction is there is because the Colts owner is a volatile guy, Jim Irsay. He's liable to do anything at any time. But there is a, you know, there is a kernel of justification here for there to be this speculation, because, look, the Colts are great on offense and they're not really that good on defense. There's an understatement. And Chuck Pagano is a defensive guy. You know, all head coaches in the NFL are, by their roots, either an offensive or defensive guy. And Pagano is a defensive guy. So in that respect, Jim Irsay has some ammunition. Buffalo gashed him, for instance. We talk about Buffalo's defense, but, you know, Buffalo gashed him for 147 rushing yards on 36 carries last week. So if teams are running the ball up and down the field on you, you know, Andrew Luck, and you're relying on Andrew Luck to overcome that week after week, at some point that does fall on your shoulder. So week one, maybe it's, you know, after 1 week, it's a little early to rev up the old distraction game. But, yeah, it's lingering for sure.
And we're recording this Friday afternoon, Gil. There's still a doubt about T.Y. Hilton's participation. It could be crucial that he's involved, because Andre Johnson didn't do enough last week to suggest that he'll be able to shoulder the load here, Gil, for the Indianapolis Colts.
You're so right. Andre Johnson, pretty unimpressive. Just 4 catches with out of 10 targets for just 24 yards last week. And Frank Gore, their free agent pickup running back, just 31 yards on 8 rushes before he left in the second half last week. But yeah, T.Y. Hilton, the old day-to-day, Dave, just like me and you. We're all day-to-day. But his damage was to the left knee. That is the security blanket, right? That's Andrew Luck's favorite target. And are they diminished without him? I think a little. But they do have Dante Moncrief as well as Andre Johnson to pick up the slack. And I think at home, on the turf, on the national stage, the Colts are going to be okay. Will they be able to cover 7 points is another story. It's still a lot of points to give, even with Andrew Luck, even on the national stage at home, when you're facing a Jets team that does have a quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick that I think is addition by subtraction. When they lost Geno Smith, the Jets, that is, this offseason to a punch from his teammate. I don't know if folks know that, but Geno Smith not playing because a linebacker on the Jets broke his jaw with a punch in a training camp fight. And so as a result, the veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick is the Jets quarterback for the near future. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, we talked about the fact that Luck's passer rating last year was 96.5. You know that Ryan Fitzpatrick's was 95. That was his rating last year. So, by the way, that's not out of 100, that's out of a strange scale. But it's still a very solid passer rating. And his career has been plagued by a lack of defensive support. A lot of people like to slam Ryan Fitzpatrick, but he's actually a pretty serviceable quarterback. And the Jets, who only forced 13 turnovers all of last year, forced 5 in week 1 against the Browns. So if they can keep getting the ball back for Fitzpatrick, I think the Jets will be okay. I like the Colts here to win. I don't know if they cover, though. That's tough.
It is, and we've spoken a lot about the Indianapolis Colts in this segment, Gil, but not really mentioned the Jets to any great degree. They beat Cleveland last week. And you mentioned the running game of the Bills getting the better of the Colts last week. Chris Ivory is a monster, isn't he?
He can be. He can be. Give him a little offensive line. He can be a very serviceable running back. But again, Buffalo, 147 rushing yards on 36 carries. The Jets will be aiming to do the same. You know, just what we talked about, Seattle's strategy is obviously going to be to keep the ball on the ground and churn clock. I think the Jets try to do the same. Move the chains, keep the clock moving, minimize Andrew Luck's chances. By the way, the Jets are waiting to hear, as the Colts are on T.Y. Hilton, the Jets are waiting to hear on their cornerback, standout cornerback Antonio Cromartie. His left knee got dinged up. But the MRI was negative, so he's day-to-day as well. They could use him in combating Andrew Luck. But Brandon Marshall, their standout free agent wideout pickup from the offseason, he looked good, 62 receiving yards and a score on 6 catches last week. So I think the Jets are improved, and though no one's terrified by them at 1-0 having beaten the lowly Browns, I think they're worth keeping an eye on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.